not just the mitzvah, but there's a layer of shofar which enhances the tefillah. And he brought several rayas. I'm going to share a few of them with you, but I really want you to see them inside, because I really want you to know your way through Rosh Hashanah, at least the third parak, which is where primarily the din of shofar unfolds. Daf chaf aleph amud aleph. So please get ready to turn pages. Chaf vav amud aleph. The Mishnah says that according to the Rabbanan, kol ha-shofaros ksherim chutz mishel parah, or as the Rav said, and I heard this from his voice, kol ha-shofaros ksherim chutz mishel parah. All the shofaros are kosher. Why? So there are several positions. The famous position of Ula is Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. The shofar reminds us of the Egel, of the Par. We don't want to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of Egel Hazav. The Gemara says, wait a second. The halacha of Chaf Vav and Aleph, the halacha of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, only conditions your behavior in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The shofar is not blown in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Who cares about Ein Kategor? So the Gemara says, please look inside. Very, very famous line. I remember the Rav like he was yesterday saying this line. The Gemara says, Kivan Dilazikaran Hu Kibifnim Dami. Okay, it's the first word on the line is who. It's about two-thirds of the way down on the page. Famous, famous Gemara. Kivan Dilazikaran Hu Kibifnim Dami. Since you're blowing the shofar for Zikaron, it's like you're standing in front of Hashem. The Rav interpreted this. Zikaron is a lashon of tefillah. Since shofar is not just a mitzvah, it's not just a mitzvah, but it's an enhancement of tefillah. Wherever you daven, you're standing in front of Hashem. Wherever you daven in this world, you could be davening outside, you could be davening in a parking lot, Baruch Hashem, davening in Beis Medrash. Listen to this power. It's like you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The rules of Ein Kategor, which only apply to someone standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by the way, happen to apply to you while you're blowing shofar in Tinek. In a parking lot. Because since the shofar is tefillah, and tefillah is amida lifnei Hashem, it's like you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where only one person can walk once a year. But everyone walks in Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, we can't use a shofar shel parah, because you think about that a lot over Yom Tov, when you want to talk, and you want to, you're standing, and it's like the Kohen Gadol, with the Kohen Gadol and Kodesh HaKadoshim start chit-chatting, it would be his last chit-chat. Wouldn't chit-chat much longer. You're standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, blowing the shofar. You have the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. I tell you, when I see boys talking in Rosh Hashanah, I'm not angry. I literally cry inside. I realize, like they're wasting. It's like they're one shot. There's no anger in me. It's like why? Again, the tefillah is a little bit shorter, but there's a lot of time. The Shemoneh Esrei Musaf typically takes an hour. Belachash, again, this year, I'm sure they're going to hustle things along, but it's a long thing time. It's not a quick davening. It's going to be a mid-range davening. For us, 4.5 is like apocalyptic. You know, 7 hours, like a half a davening, but it's going to feel a little longer to you than maybe some the feels you're used to. Another halacha, chavav amud beis. The Gemara has a machlokas, which I'm not going to read to you. It's a machlokas in the Mishnah and the Brisa. I don't have enough time to read both. Should you use a straight shofar? Should you use a spiral shofar? So what's the Gemara says? The Gemara says, the machlokas is, b'may kamiflagi chavav amud beis. On the bottom, he's a famous Gemara's. Mar Savar, the one who holds you should use a spiral shofar, Savar, kama de kai finish daita tvei mali. If you mumshot, rashi shot, you go like this, it's better to show humility, to look at the ground wherever you are in Russia and think of Yerushalayim. So therefore, the shofar has to be like you bend your body. The shofar bends to reflect your body posture. It's rashi. Umar Savar, kama de pashit finish daita mali tvei. No, you should stand like this, looking out at Kadosh Baruch Hu, opening your heart. Nisa levenu kafayim, trying to take what's here and put it out there. Trying to take what's here, Nisil of Aveinu El Kapayim. Take your heart and put it out there. So a straight shofar, just a straight person, not a bent over shofar. Okay, it's a machlokas, and the other sheet that reverses it. Which mitzvah do you find is shaped based on a human posture during tefillah? Do you shape your menorah like a human body during tefillah? Do you shape your matzah like a human body during tefillah? That would be odd matzah. The only mitzvah whose object is shaped based on the corresponding human body posture of tefillah shofar. What does that sound like? Shofar is contributing to tefillah. Halachically, these are halachos, guys. It's not a machsh. This is halacha. There are halachos about shofar. Ein kategor nasa sanegar. It's halacha about shofar. How should it be shaped? Well, the spiral, that's the details. Halachos about shofar. Another halacha about shofar. Daflam and Dalit. Rabbi Avoh didn't know whether the word true in the Torah is ooh, 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 or do-do-do-do-do-do-do, or do-do-do-do-do-do, ooh, or the opposite. And of course, as you know, this is a machlokas. The reason we blow so many tekios is there's two machlokas we're machmir on. One machlokes is the shivan turabi be neshima achas or shtei neshimos. Do. Or should it be neshima achas? It's easier to do one neshima, by the way, because you don't have to stop in the middle. Do. And the other question is, machlokes should the shvarim be straight or broken? Do. So because of that, you'll find extra tekiyos. Don't talk during the tekiyos, obviously, at all. But wait till you see the Baal Tekiyah talking, or people are, it's after Aleinu. We blow a lot of extra tekiyos after davening to get all the permutations. You're going to hear 30 of every single shita. By the time the day's over, you'll have 30. It's not that, it's 120 sach hakol, but you'll get 30 in of every shita. 30 times 4. Okay? So Rabbi Avohu says, Taflami Daladam and Aleph, Kisaria. Hold on, it's not a big deal. Come on, the shir is more important than the cake. So Hiskin Rabbi Avohu Bikisari, 20 lines from the bottom. Hiskin Rabbi Avohu Bikisari, Tkia, Shoshatam Trua. So who wanted to know, just put it down. Misafkalei, first widest line, Misafkalei. Iginuchi Ganach, my favorite Talmud gets an extra piece. Iginuchi Ganach, Ilul Yilal, wants to know whether the word crying, how do people cry? Do people cry? Why is the shofar based on how people cry? Because when you daven, you should be crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And shofar is trying to help you daven to Hashem. So the shofar should sound like a cry. Not a laugh, not a speech, not a vitari. It should sound like a cry. Because when you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the deepest form of davening is tears. And how does a person cry? How does a person moan? How does a person respond to the struggles of this world? Look how much we've all lost this year. So cry. Feel that brokenheartedness. Halacha number 3. Halacha number 4. Rashi. Chabav Medeis. It's also Rashi. Excuse me, Nachavat. It's Rashi, the beginning of the fourth paragraph. Also Rashi in Parshas Emor. First Rashi, Zichron Trua, Velo Trua Mamish. Parshas Emor says Zichron Trua. Parshas Pinchas says Trua, Yom Trua. Rashi says Zichron Trua. Mikro Shel Trua Yomru. Famous sheet that's Rashi. Psuke Malchios, Psuke Zichronos, Psuke Shofaris in some form is Minatar. It's not just a rabbinic addition to the tefillos like Yismachu v'malchuscha or v'chein tein kavod Hashem li'amecha. It is, okay, give it to me guys, give it to me. Okay, it is, okay, it is, I want to say this. It is for me. It is minatara. Rashi holds, how could there be a tefillah that's minatara? Answer is because if we want to convert the shofar into tefillah, we have to say tefillah while we blow the shofar. And the tefillah is a psukim. Fourth chiddush, in order for shofar to be part of tefillah, there's to be psukim in the tefillah that evoke the shofar, that develop the shofar. Not just you're blowing the shofar during the tefillah, circumstantially, you're blowing the shofar as part of enhancing the tefillah. So you blow the shofar to understand the shofar, we say psukim, so that now the shofar can be a form of our davening. So we know the symbolism, as you may have heard a shiur two nights ago, the symbolism of the psukim. These are four halachos which the Rav quoted. That demonstrate, maybe the fifth halacha, probably, just so you should know, the Rambam is a very famous shita. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is defined as, you know, big briskers, how do you define the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah?
Reading.
What's the bracha of Mikra Megillah? On Mikra Megillah. As opposed to that, the Rambam, many of you shown in Paschim, the mitzvah of shofar is? Shmias kol shofar. And the bracha you'll hear in Mirth Hashem on Sunday is? Shema kol shofar. That's why when you listen to a shofar, you don't need to be yotze midin. Shemei Kona. Shemei Kona is if you're a chayiv, and I said the text for you, but if you're not chayiv, in fact, who knows if Shemei Kona can work for non-textual communication? I'm listening. You're listening to the shofar. The mitzvah is to listen, not to say, not to blow, to listen. The Rav felt the Rambam passes this way. Who knows the famous halacha of the Rambam based on this halacha? Because there's no mitzvah to hear, and there's no mitzvah in the shofar, this is only to hear. There's no din of mitzvah haba. If I steal a lulav and a yotze with that lulav, it's puzzle, because a mitzvah b'avera, the chefetz of the lulav is a chefetz aganov, chefetz agazel, a chefetz of an avera. But what's the chefetz of the mitzvah of shofar? Not the shofar, but the sound. Anyone know the lashon of the Rambam b'nichas shofar? Ein b'kol din gezel. You can't steal a sound. I steal your shofar. I may be a bad person. I'm chayiv geneva, but the chefetz of the mitzvah is not the shofar. We'll see this maybe later. The Ramban disagrees. Chefetz is a sound. I'm not stealing your sound. Sound the sound. These are four halachos that demonstrate that shofar enhances the tefillah. Okay, now it gets interesting. How does it enhance? Rav just said it enhances. He didn't say how, or he didn't necessarily develop it that much. For years, me and Rav Moshe, before he was the Rosh Hashiva, we'd sit together in the same area in the kuch. Not the right koch if you're facing the error. We sat for about 15 years together. For years, we worked on this pshat. Every Rosh Hashanah, I found a new halacha. Oh, this makes say this, makes say. We're like coming. Oh, remember last year we said this? We're like, we've been developing it. There are two ways that the shofar announces. And I talked about them this week, but now you'll see them coming to you at halacha. One is reductive, and one is enrichment. Reductive means put away your human artifice and your human conceit and your human pretense and your human sophistication. Stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bare, transparent, weak, and needy. And the way you do that is to change this voice with an animal's voice. It's an animal. I'd really like to bring the animal with me into Beis Medrash. Little face mask for my cow. Slap the animal. You do the screaming. There's a Yishalmi in Tainus. Uriel, every brother, just thank me for showing him the Yishalmi in Tainus. He sent me a WhatsApp. The Yishalmi in Tainus says, when we blow the shofar, this is the language. I didn't have time to repeat it for you. Go in. We're screaming. Gimel Vav Ayin Yud Nun. Go in Lifonecha Kibahima. It's a basic, primordial, visceral cry for help. Chana realizes she doesn't deserve anything. But she says, I told you the other night, I'm a sheketz, I'm a sheretz, just give me children. It's an attempt to replace this I think the mask is very iconic, replace this with something bestial, something more deep and primitive. It's a cry for help. So let's see halachos that are based on this. I didn't hear this from the Rav, but like I remember, like this is all circa 2000, 2005, back and forth. So the Gemara says on Rav Chavav, remember the Gemara says on Chavav that when you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you shouldn't have any par or egel material. That's where you can't have a shofar of a par. What par and egel material does come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Dam HaPar. So if you're so worried about Ein Kadego Nasa Sanegar, what about Dam HaPar? You've got cow blood flowing through the, not flowing, but being thrown around on Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks that question. Take a look at Chavav and Aleph. First one on the line. Ika dam par. You've got the blood of a par. What are you so... I say, oh, the blood of the par? Ishtini. Hove ishtini, ishtini. That's not the par. It's not meant to represent the par. That's just blood. It's changed. That's a change. Since the blood is not meant to represent the original par, it's a change. There's no in kategor nasa sanegar. Can anyone reverse the logic? As opposed to blood, which is a change, it's not meant to represent the par, so there's no in kategor, but a...
So far,
which is meant to represent the cow, so it's like you're bringing the cow in. And you can't. Blood is not really evocative because it's just blood. Who knows where it came from? It's not iconic of it. You're not bringing the cow in. You're bringing blood in. Ishtini, something else. But the shofar is not. Take a quick look. Chav Zayinim and Beis. This is one I'm proud of. Chav Zayinim and Beis. Look at this one. I love this one. That's what Gabby told me he liked. This dick. Look at this dick. The Mishnah says, Mishnah on Daf, just I want you to see the Mishnayos. The Mishnah on, where's the Mishnah? Where's this Mishnah? Here it is. Chav Zayin Amin Aleph. Okay, what's he talking about here? Is the Mishnah? Havcha v'takabo. No, it's not in the Mishnah, it's a Braisa. Havcha v'takabo. If you invert the shofar, you're not Yotze. Second wide line, Chav Zayin Amin Beis. Your papa says, Hafcha, you're not Yotze, doesn't mean you blow out at the wide end and into the narrow end. You can be Yotze that way. But if you perform plastic surgery on the shofar and you take the inside part and make it the outside part, and the outside part and make it the inside part, I'm sorry, the opposite, excuse me. If you invert the shofar, you're Yotze. If you blow front end narrow, you're not Yotze. I'm your papa, second wide line. Lo tema da hafcha kekutna. Don't say that you're not Yotze if you invert the shofar, that's fine. You take the wide part and make it narrow, and you take the narrow part and make it wide. What's wrong with that? Why can't you? If you need, you can't do any surgery, any manufacturer, fine. But if you can invert the shofar, why can't you switch around the wide part and the narrow part? Amar of Masna, Behavarta. The Torah uses the lashon of Havarta and Parshas Behar about Yovel, make a hekesh between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Listen to this. Derech ha'avaraso be'inan. Rashi, Derech havaraso be'inan. Where's the Rashi? Kederech sha'ayil maviro. You have to make a sound in the shofar the exact same structural way that the ram makes it sound. The ram made it sound from the narrow end into the wide end. So you have to make that sound that way, more than at least the echo and the reverberation of the sound. You need to recreate the ram making a sound. And a surgery that will invert wide to narrow is no longer reflective of how the ram made the sound. The shofar has to be a natural rendition of the original shofar. You're bringing the ram in. You're bringing the ram into shul. You do the crying. You remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of HaKadosh Yitzchak. Okay, I can't bring the ram in. Not enough space. Let's bring the shofar in. But it has to resemble the way the ram had it on its head. And it has to resemble the ram. So when you bring, you can't bring a cow in. That's why you can't use a cow. Only a ram, because you're standing in Kodesh HaKadosh. Chaval min Aleph. Anyone know why Abaye says you can't use a shofar for para? Not because of Enkel Tegar, not because of what it's called. No, that's the first day of the Gemara. What does Abaye say? Amar Abaye, look at the Gemara, seven lines before it gets wide, Chavav and Aleph, end of the line, Abaye Mahan Tamay Durabanan, Shofar Mechman of Eloshnayim, you can't have two shofars, and the shofar of a para has layers to it. It's not smooth, it's like one shofar, and then the shofar goes higher like a lulav. Then an inside shofar, and another shofar coming out of it. It has gildi, it has layers to it. It's not one shofar, you have to blow one shofar. That's a good question. Why not just cut out some of the gildi? Why not just shave it down? Why not just smooth it out into one shofar? What's the answer? Natural. You need a natural shofar. Derech HaVarasa. These are three halachos that reflect that the shofar is... I just want to make sure I'm getting all the points here. That a shofar is meant to represent the original form of the animal. Number one, it's not like blood. It reflects the par. That's why in Kategor Nasa Senegor applies. Number two, you can't invert it. You can't perform too much cosmetic surgery. Number three, you can't cut it down. Number four, what happens if there's a hole in the shofar? So the Gemara talks about a hole in the shofar in the Mishnah, that original Mishnah I said before, Daf Chav Zayinim and Aleph, and the Mishnah Chav Vavim and Beis says, Chav Zayinim and Beis, Nika V'satmo. If it has a hole and you clogged it up, Imakev Esat Tkiah, Pasol V'imlav Kasher. If it changes the Tkiah, then it's Pasol, if not, it's Kasher. And then the Gemara then brings the Machlokas, Rebbe and Reb Nasan. According to Rebbe Nasan, only if two conditions exist. A, it prevents the Tkiah. B, you use some other material. If you use original material, then you're fine. Mina. Take a look at, just to see the Gemaras. This is five lines after it gets wide. Tanu Rabbanan Hosef Alef Kol Shu Bein Bemino Bein Shalom Mino Pasol Nika Vesitmo Bein Bemino Bein Shalom Mino Pasol Binatzen Amer Bemino Kasher Shalom Mino Pasol. Most Rishonim say you gauge the shofar after the repair. If the hole still blocks the sound of the shofar, then the repair is bad because you don't have the original sound of the shofar. But if the hole is not that bad, then... So the Mishnah says if it's Makiv Tzkiah, it's a question of how good the repair was. If it's a good repair, no problem, under certain conditions. If it's a bad repair, then basically you don't have a solid shofar. The Ravid says no, we're talking about the size of the hole before the repair. If the hole before the repair was minuscule, then your repair will work. But if the hole before the repair was the type of hole that it would break the tkiah, even if you do the best repair, even if you put Mino in, a hole that's large enough to change the original shofar can't be repaired. Most Rishonim say you can do any repair you want. Just make sure it's a good repair. How do we make sure it's a good repair? Test the shofar afterwards. Kick the tires. Take it on a test run. The Ravid and some Rishonim say, no. You can't repair. Now the question is it a repair or is it just like a little band-aid? So we'll see how big the sound, how big the hole was. If it's a really big hole, you're out. If it's a small hole, they really didn't change the shofar, then you can repair it a little bit. What does that Ravid make it sound like? You can't repair a shofar. Shofar has to be the original version. Can't be human crafted. Has to be the animal. So if it's a little hole, whatever. It's still the animal sound. It didn't really change the sound. But it changed the sound. You could bring other shofars in, smooth it out, and shave it off, and sandpaper it. Can't have the original shofar, Ravid says. Doesn't say the svar. One more halacha. The Mishnah says, beginning of Daf Chav Zayin, shofar shenistak, first word. Why can't you use a shofar with too large a split down the middle? What's wrong with that? Why is it wrong? So some Rishonim want to say, because it's a psalm of Beis v'Gimel Shofaris. If it's too big of a Sedek, it's like your shofar has become, let me make sure who says this, this is the Ritva. Yeah, Rashi is Beis v'Gimel Shofaris. Rashi says, I think the Ritva. Tosa says, that's not considered a shame shofar because it's broken. And Rashi and Tosa both say only if the split runs right down the middle. If it's split on most of the shofar, it's only split on part of the shofar, it's kasha, it's every paschal. Because in order to make two shofars, they have to be a pretty sizable split. But the Rush quotes Gaon that even a small split, even a small tzedek can ruin the shofar. Why would a small tzedek ruin the shofar? It's not two shofaros, it's a small tzedek. Could it be that the Gaon held because once you have a tzedek, the shofar has become a mum? Once there's a mum, it's not the original animal? These are four or five halachos that demonstrate that we're trying to, listen carefully, enhance the tefillah by downgrading the tefillah. By trying to switch out the human voice with an animal voice. To scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than talk like human beings on our cups of coffee having a conversation with Hashem. And it's desperate, it's relentless, it's harsh, it's guttural, it's a cry. And all these halachos suggest that we're trying to move away from human embellishments. What time is it? Is it time for one or two questions? What time is it? No, 10:07. Two questions. First two hands. Ariel.
They evolved shofaros by eating them.
Right.
Straight.
Right, correct.
So that would not work the right bet.
No, a hole is a structural flaw. That means you've rebuilt the shofar. Reshaping just means you take the material and like matzah. But once there's a hole, then you're basically replacing that hole with other material. Okay? Any other quick question? Elon.
On Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to make ourselves sound more base and animal. Why Yom Kippur do we try to make ourselves seem an angel with like a kippel?
That's a minhag. Just a minute. Okay. However, and here's the pivot of today's shiur. There's another way that shofar enhances tefillah. And it's diametrically opposed to the first way. And that's the dichotomy I spoke about Wednesday night, and this is the dichotomy of Rosh Hashanah. And if you succeed at synthesizing this dichotomy, you'll have an incredible knock-em-dead Rosh Hashanah. Remember we said the shofar is meant to take away human artifice and take away human... Oh, wait a second. Take a look at Daf. Lana goes in Aleph. Why do we say Tem Pesukim Malchios, Tem Pesukim Zecharis, Tem Pesukim Shofaris? Who knows? Who knows why? Keneged? Asar Hilulim. Because in Tehillim, the parak which we'll say is part of Shofaris, Halalu B'tzil Tzilei Shama, Halalu B'tzil Tzilei Surah, Halalu B'seka Shofar. Wait a second, what does that parak make it sound like? The shofar is not a shriek and a scream. Shofar's hollow. Do we say hollow on Rosh Hashanah?
No.
Because there's no simcha? Before you get to that, look at the Rambam, which I'm assuming some of you have seen. Rambam, anyone? Rambam, second page of your sheet. What does the Rambam say? Megillah b'Chanukah Perek Yimol. He lists the days you say Hallel, and then he says line number 3: Al v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim ein b'hem Hallel. Lefi sheim yemei tshuva v'yir v'fachad lo yemei simcha yesera. It's not unlimited, unbridled simcha, but it is a day of simcha, and we don't say Hallel the same way we recite on Pesach and Chanukah and Purim. Or Purim, you know, but Pesach and Chanukah, because that'd be too frivolous and lightheaded. But we say it through the shofar. Hallelu b'seka shofar. Hallelu b'tzil tzilei srua. That parak that I talked about yesterday, please just take a quick glance at that parak mem zayin. Zamru Elokim Zameru. Zamru l'malkeinu Zameru. 5. Zamru Elokim Zameru. Zamru maskil. It's a zemer. We're dancing in front of Hashem. The shofar is not a reductive agent. It is an enhancement. It's not the bestial cry of a scared animal. It's a French horn. It's an ensemble. It's an orchestra. We stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our voices, but our voices are not enough. What? It's Yom HaDin. It's Yom HaMalchus. It's the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. Avotin Nasei Malchusecha. And that's your best? Eli Weber? The Chazan? I'm going to wake you guys up a little. Bring an instrument. Bring a horn. Sing, dance, music. Zmiros. Well, what halachas capture this? Well, it's a little more difficult. So let's see. Remember we said that En Kategor Nasa Sanegor applies to a shofar? The Gemara wants to know, let's make sure I'm not missing anything, I'm a little bit Sephardian, which is a Yiddish word that no one knows what it means, but I say it anyway. It's a Sephardian word. Okay, take a look at Chavav and Aleph. Remember we said En Kategor Nasa Sanegor applies to shofar? Wait a second. Anyone know, do you bring gold into the based on Mikdash on Kodesh HaKadosh and Yom Kippur?
No.
Yes, what do you bring? A gold fire pan and a gold spoon. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And the crew.
Gold. We'll bring a mix-up. Sigmar asked that question. Chav Avim and Aleph. Line begins with the word Yakriv, about two-thirds of the way down. Get ready for the inverse logic. Tosas will provide it for you. You see, we think like Tosas because we read a lot of Tosas. How can you say En Kategor Nasa Sanegor limits gold or calves or cows in the Kodesh HaKadosh? If you bring gold with the fire pan and the spoons, what is Gemara answer? Chote bal yisnaya. You shouldn't do things that are meant to create beauty and aesthetics. Fire pans, that's just dirty, coaly, sooty, blacky. Kaf, that's just guitarisy, smoky, ugly. En Kategor Nasa Sanegor only applies to things which we call yisnaya. You're trying to be nicer in front of Hashem. You're trying to improve your game. You're trying to enhance yourself. En Kategor doesn't apply to like garbage pails and garbage bags and fire pans and coals and brooms and sweeps. And it applies to when you're trying to be misnaya. Say, Hashem, look how naya I'm trying to be in front of you. So by logic, what does that mean? That with a shofar, no? I'm trying to be misnaya in front of Hashem. That's why it applies. Or else it would be like a fire pan. Wait a second, you just said shofar is a fire pan, it's just an animal. That's also, and it's not Tosus, not my Chiddush Tosus. Frank, Tosus, Chavav Manalav, Chote Bal Yisna. They got a shofar, Misna'e Nami, Bekolt Kiyaso. You hear? Misna'e Nami, Bekolt Kiyaso. Misna'e Nami, Bekolt Kiyaso. You're upgrading your tefillah, you're enhancing your tefillah, you're singing to Hashem. Tkol Amin Tiku Chav. Misna. The Rishon that developed this the most, let's see if I can find my sheets here. Okay, it's here somewhere. This is the Ramban. Make sure I don't know what else I have to remember here. Give me a second. Okay, if you take a look at the first Ramban, the first sheet of the handouts that I gave you. Yeah, here it is. There's a long discussion in the Rishonim about what that first shita is, that a shofar shofar is puzzled because it's called a keren and not a shofar. Number one, is it true? The Gemara already talks about that. Number two, who cares? Who cares about nomenclature? Why is nomenclature so important here? A par is puzzled, according to the first day of the Gemara, because it's called a keren, not a shofar. The Ramban has a manifesto. If you really want to challenge yourself this Rosh Hashanah, go through the Ramban in the Chidushin. It's a 4-page Ramban. I excerpted it for you. Ramban says it's not just nomenclature. The word shofar, the Ramban says, and the term shofar comes from the Hebrew word, which we still use today, lishaper, to improve. The Ramban quotes a pasuk in Iyov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the page I gave you, the second Ramban. Berucho Shamayim Shafra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smoothed out the heavens, created a nice world from a world of Tohu Vavo. Berucho Shamayim Shafra. If you go into a restaurant one day in Israel, whenever that day happens, or when you order burgers bar next, they'll say, you want chips mishupar? You want extra french fries? Or Sudan Meshuper, Efshar Leshaper, get extra five extra shekel, get a Coke. Leshaper means to change. Shapru ma'asechem b'chodesh hatshi, Chazal darshin, based on the shofar. Improve your action. Be better than yourself. Shapru ma'asechem. You'll see this in davening on the second day. Shapru ma'asechem. Ramban says every single horn that we are allowed to use is a horn that if you smooth it out and stretch it and shape it, it will resemble elegant musical instruments. You know the one shofar that's not really a horn on an animal's head that should be hollowed out and smoothed out to resemble a horn, but is only a bone? It looks like a horn, but it's really a bone. And we don't turn bones into musical instruments. Those are for cavemen. The only animal whose shofar is a bone, not something that can resemble a horn, is a par. That's why it's not called shofar. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened to call. Happened to call all the horns shofar, and it's by the way, par, call you can. Oh! Bada bing, bada boom, it has a bad name. You can't use it in Rosh Hashanah. The naming is reflective. Hashem called a par a keren because it's less elegant than a shofar. It's less elegant than a shofar or than other horns, and you can't use it in Rosh Hashanah. Let's just read the Ramban, just the pieces that I excerpted for you. Sheshofar, second piece. Einu ela shem hakli. No, it's the non-digital part, guys. Second piece, first page. Hashofar einu ela shem hakli hametukan. Something that's repaired and improved and enhanced. Shetokin bo. Kol ha-mechubarim barashe ha-behemos. Anytime the horn is on the head of the animals, then it's still called a keren. That's why everything can be called a keren when it's on the head. When it's on the head, it's not yet improved. It's called a keren. The ain't shame shofar b'mechubarim klal. When it's attached, then the Torah doesn't call it a shofar, calls it a keren. V'lo b'shleimim kadosh shekidchan. And not only that, but even if you take it off the head of the animal, if you still haven't hollowed them out and smoothed it out and made it nicer, then it's not a shofar. Okay. Avol al haderech sheiskarnu. This is a little bit later. He summarizes. Nuchal l'takein hakol. V'nomar ki kulam v'adah b'mechubar keren shalom. When they're attached, they're called a keren because it's just bones of the animal. But when you can peel them out and hollow them out after you fix them, shofar, migizvas b'ruchos shemayim shofar, shematcham kol. The osam, now line number six, she'ein lehem klipa, those shofars that don't have a shell around meat, basically all shofars are like a shell around brain mass, or not brain mass, but some things you can hollow out. Osam she'ein lehem klipa, those that don't have a shell and then an inner part that you hollow out, but it's just one solid bone, Heim etzem shemam. They're called an etzem. And the Hebrew word for etzem is they always remain a keren. They can never transition to being a shofar. Heim keren li olam. Afilu l'achar kidichasan. You take a cow's horn, you hollow it out, it'll be called a keren. Well, if ikach shanin, or kol ha-shofar, sheheim ha-kodem ha-chalum, shenata zachlusim k'sherim. Any shofar, namely, any keren that you manufacture into a shofar by taking out the middle part, the zachar part, the substance, and making it into a nekeva, then you yotze. Chus mishal par, if neshu adayin keren, there will never be a shofar. Vishma harishon alav, kimahar karenim atzmiim, just like real bones. Shein shem shofar leh. That's amazing, Ramban. That's an amazing concept. Far away from, oh, by the way, Torah calls this, Torah calls that, what's just names? Who cares about names? But the premise of the Ramban is you need something that could be called a shofar. And something can be called a shofar only if it's nice and elegant. Not only if it transitions from just a bone into a horn. And some things are basically remain bones. And cavemen blew bones. Human beings blow horns. And we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like human beings because this is our day. This is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we not bring our best? Show you one more Ramban because I thought it's added for you. Remember we said, why is the shofar shenistak puzzle? So some say because it's like two shofars here. I said maybe it's not the original shofar. Look at the Ramban, top of the page. Again, it's just a little excerpt from the Ramban. V'tama the puzzle, when it has a crack in it, she'eno shofar ele shivrei shofarim. If it's cracked, then it loses the shame. Kli. Shekol, look at that line. Shekol kli shenishbar yotza mitaras kli. Bein lenyan tuma bein lechol davar. Can anyone tell me, according to the Ramban, the shofar with a split is not called a kli? And what other ramifications would a split have for a shofar? Not just as a puzzle in Rosh Hashanah, but that shofar would no longer recover tumah. Because according to the Ramban, what is one of the requirements for a shofar? It has to be a Who would strongly disagree with the Ramban, probably, that a Shavuot doesn't have to be a Kli? The Rambam. Because what do you need for the mitzvah? A Seah. Since when does a shofar have to be a Kli? Does matzah have to be a Kli? Spoiler, no. Does lulav have to be a Kli? Where in the world, where does this come from? What does the Torah say you need a Kli? Look at what's staring at you right in the face. You need an instrument. I can't say this any clearer. It's like looking at you, like the Ramban is looking at you. He's looking at you and saying, my children, my talmidim, you have to bring an instrument. Bring an instrument. It has to be a Kli, and a break ruins the shame. It could be a better instrument, maybe a better sound. Maybe it sounds like a bagpipe now that has a split. But isn't a Kli? Okay, about the sound, I need an instrument. It isn't a Kli. Didi, and then whoever else wants a quick question. Yes? So
why is there no Kli for
Haggis and Ambedee to blow the shofar? That's the people that disagree with the Rambam decision. Haggis and Shemekon is not Dax. Come back, Sharon. Somebody, you know, a little more time. Okay, here we are, guys. Summarize. Gotta go. Summarize. Shofar changes tefillah, Rabbi Soloveitchik. Proof that it changes tefillah, it's Ikar and Gibbethin Dami. Shofar has to shape like the human being. We try to mimic the Psalms, the Psukim, the Mitzvah of Shmia. The Ramban says, I didn't say this before, that the key to the Miyushov is to connect Shofar to the Davening. It's right above the Me'umad during Davening. How does it enhance? Next level. I didn't hear this in the name of the Rav. And Rav Moshe ironed this out over years. Is it reductive? Trying to take away, maintain the primitive natural Shofar sound? Don't do surgery. Don't change the front end and the back end. Don't cut it down. Ain't got the egar because it represents the cow inside. If it's nistak, it's that original shofar. If it has a hole in it, you can't perform any surgery according to the rabbi, as long as it's some significant hole rather than just a little nick. We're walking away from human expression, or are we upgrading human expression? We're saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is your day. I'm standing in front of you, so proud. Sing, dance, zamalukim, zamer, zamalukim. I'm bringing horns, I'm bringing white shirts, I'm bringing best meals, I'm bringing... Now, you know where this is all heading. They're both right. They're both right. And they have to both be right for either to be right. Because if you don't feel the pride, then you're just turning Rosh Hashanah into Tisha B'Av. It's not Tisha B'Av. If you feel yourself proud to be Hashem's Oved, and proud to be chosen, and proud to be the Am HaNivchar, and proud to be Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, bring it on. Bring this day on already. Like, this is the day of our Avos. This is the day of Bris Avos. Like, please, take me out of this world for 2 days. Put me back into the world of Akedas Yitzchak. Put me into the world of Mashiach. Put me into the world of Bereishis. Put me in your world, Hashem. Just enough. Take me. I don't want this world anymore. I want to be in your world. I want you to be in my world. In Mars, there's no corona, I promise you that. So Rosh Hashanah on Mars, let's spend Rosh Hashanah on Mars. You can, because it's Rosh Hashanah on Mars, just like it's Rosh Hashanah in Alon Shvot. Not so with Yom Kippur. Melocha kol olam kulo bichvodecha, v'yidah kapot, v'otin asin lachusecha, v'yikom bechesed kisecha, v'malachim yecha feysen, v'yom ras olam, v'yom yomim mishmer, kol yitzari olamim. Everything, everyone. Soar, guys, soar, move, travel. But there's gravitas to the day. It's not just a day for Hashem to... It's not a gravitas to the day. Sefer Chaim and Mason Psuchim, and it's going to rattle off hollow like it's Purim. Or Hanukkah. B'Rosh Hashanah Yikaseimu, V'yam Sam Kippur Yechaseimu. Mi Shafel Mi Arum, Mi Ani Mi Zasher, Mi Yechem Mi Amos. Every person, Mi Yechem Mi Amos. V'chol ben yadam yavah lefanecha kibnei marham. At the practical level, you have to make decisions. So I told you right on Wednesday night, people made decisions. Should you fast on Rosh Hashanah? Should you not fast on Rosh Hashanah? People really made that decision. Your grandparents fasted. I don't mean your grandparents living in Cedar. I mean, go back to Poland, go back. People fasted. I mean, it's not the fast. Here's a chance, guys, okay? This year in particular. Actually, there's no Kiddush this year. So you're not eating before Tekiyas, right? There's no Kiddush. No. Okay, normally we have a Kiddush, and Rav Lichtenstein's minhag was not to eat before Tekiyas. So, with rare exception, I never ate before Tekiyas. Is it halacha? You know, okay, you can apply it to any mitzvah. But I promise you, it changes your davening. You're fundamentally different when you're davening with a full belly, when you're davening just really with the eye of the tiger, and you feel like shtickle Yom Kippur. This year, again, we're just going to finish it, this year it'll all happen, but store it away one day. Throw it away one day. Maybe it's a way to put yourself into that place. Again, if you're tired, if you're not feeling well, if you're sick, I've had my fair shares where I didn't sleep well and just needed to get some caffeine into my body. So obviously, it feels the most important thing. You have to make decisions. Some of those decisions aren't binary. They're on a spectrum. If at some point you want to go, after you spend several Rosh Hashanahs in yeshiva, to the Hezder Yeshiva in Ramat Gan, or the Hezder Yeshiva in Otniel, you will feel like you walked into Simchas Torah. That's what it's like in Rosh Hashanah. It's hakafos. Hakafos. People on people's shoulders. It's very bizarre because most people in America are trained to have more samba. But trust me, I've had people come from those yeshivas to Gush and say, why is everyone crying? It's a happy day. Yes, everyone calibrates it differently, obviously. But that calibration has to have both. It's huge. It's momentous. It's Hashem's day. Things are going to happen next year that will be decided over the next 2 days. You have the power to change that. For yourself, for your family, for this world. I don't know where this world's heading. But we can determine that. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. And this is the day I want. This is what our reality will look like one day. Just close your eyes and imagine. Imagine LeBron and every other athlete, celebrity that you admire, adore, look up to, idolize, follow them on Instagram. Imagine them lining up and saying, Yaakov, you were right. Didi, you were right. Joey, you were right. Ephraim, you were right. To Yomar, call Asher Neshama Biapo. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. Did I step in some dog doors? Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. Umalchusa Bakol Mashallah. Do you want that world? At some level, you want the world. Maybe that want is covered by many, 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 many layers, but I'm sure if you just dig, if you just like, gun to your head, what do you want? Make a choice. Of course. But yeah. Choose carefully. You want to wait till your team wins the Super Bowl? You want Mashiach to come? Okay, now if I tell you that question, Stein, you said, well, I don't know. But now that it's Rosh Hashanah, you know the answer to that question. I'll give up the Super Bowl. I'll give up the basketball. I'll give up whatever in this world is holding me back from winning Mashiach. Well, enough to say that's what I really want, but I'm held back. And this is a day that's a little bit like that. It's a little bit like that day. Walk out tomorrow. I love walking to the shul. I just look around and say, wow, these are new trees. They look like old trees, but they're new trees. Hashem has recreated the world. And internally, they're new trees. Hashem is Mechadish the year, every year. That's the power and the glory of this day. You have to get to it first by the gravitas. If you don't get the gravitas and the momentousness and the magnitude and the depth and the faithfulness, then it's just going to be a day that you're happy, and it's not a day to be happy. If you get all that and you say, but I have Schus Evos and I have a Kedus Yitzchak and I am Hashem's Eved and I know his Malchus and I have a shofar, Asher Em Yodeh, Hashem gave me the tools. That's huge. But you know what? I'm huger. No, I'm huger. It's huge, but so am I. And I'm huge because it is huge. And my heart is overflowing with that huge. And then I can share some of that huge just to give you a bracha. And take some of that huge because my heart's exploding. When you see a good movie, what's the first thing you want to do? You call your friend up. You got to see that movie. Good restaurant. Why does that happen? It's part of human nature that when your heart can't contain excitement, you have a safety valve. You want to just get some of it out of your heart and make sure someone else falls in love. It's the nature of love. When you like something, you just can't contain it. It's a sign of love. One day, Rafi, you're going to make your roommate sick and tired. You'll be talking about this girl you're dating day and night. And you're going to say, Rafi, just get married and leave us alone. Did I tell you this? Enough! I'm not. Just get married. You're making us crazy. That's what love is. When you love something so much, you can't stop talking about it. You just want to talk. When you love talking, I want to talk more. I want to talk to Rosh Hashanah. I got to go now. I want to just talk to you because I love Rosh Hashanah. I want to make sure you love Rosh Hashanah. So, in the last 2 minutes that remain, here are the two words I never, ever, 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 ever want you to use again. I told you. Same as I told in the morning. Listen to my different chizuk I put out yesterday. Those who are sent on the list. I think it was posted on YU. I couldn't get onto YU last night. I sent it to the guy and said, post it. I want to give you a little background. I'm thrilled that Greater Israel is part of his day, even very, 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 very loosely. Very loosely. How are many people going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah tonight, turning on the TV and watching the Rosh Hashanah celebrations? Going to the store and having apple and honey. I'm thrilled. Because our goal is to infuse some of this world of Avodas Hashem into the broader population. That's the difference. That's what our world represents. That's what Datilu means. We're not concerned with Shakespeare, Milton, and Socrates. That's Torah Mada, that's modern world. We're concerned when we have a state of millions of Jews that aren't secular. How do we take the core of what we're trying to do and give it to them? Haredim say it's not our job fundamentally. We close up and we worry about our own plate of food. But our role is... And we pay a heavy price. I'm not saying better or worse. We pay a heavy price for that. It's called dilution. Inclusion leads to dilution. That's a tautology that you can't avoid. You broaden, it happens. You try to include, it's going to dilute. So Rosh Hashanah is severely, severely diluted. Television, and the symbol of the dilution is that every single secular Jew basically treats it like different levels. It was not binary, like New Year's Day. Shana Tova, Shana Tova, Shana Tova. That's what you say on January 1st. January 1st is a time to think about the year, top 10 songs, top 10 sports events, top 10 this, top 10 that, blah, 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 blah. We'll know how we celebrate New Year's. Shana Tova means it's New Year's. A little more because it's Jewish, but... And I'm thrilled to death that Russians, who aren't even Jewish, who knows, not even Jewish, some of the Russians, that walking around knowing it's Rosh Hashanah. And the Palestinians. Shana Tova, I'm thrilled. I love it. Rilchisi would spend his entire Rosh Hashanah saying Shana Tova to all the Palestinian workers. Well, not that great. However I see, I say Shana Tova to. I'm not going to get swept up into that dilution. So I'm going to allow my attempts to share my Torah with the broader public to dilute my Torah and to dilute my day. So for me, it's just New Year's Day. So obviously what's important, not what you say, but what's in here. But sometimes what you say can be this constant reminder. That's why I hate saying Shana Tova. So my kids say Shana Tova all Yom Tov just to nag me. Just get back at me, or Abba. But try to say the following. The minhag is, I'll give you, I'm not going to test you, but the minhag is to give a real, real bracha tonight. So first of all, you may want to give a personal bracha. I try to give people personal brachas based on where I think you're heading in life or this year. Okay, it's a little bit creepy to give your friend a personal bracha. I say, I'm a Rebbe, I can be creepy. I'm allowed to be creepy. I'm allowed to be creepy and corny. That's Rebbe's rights. Okay, so you say the nosach. I don't go over to like my friends now. I go over to Ramosha, I give him the nosach. Lashana Tova techasei v'sechaseim. Lashana Tova techasei v'u v'sechaseimu. The Ravaron Chumra, le'alt l'chaim tovim v'l'shalom. And that's your nosach. And then the rest of Yom Tov, you say Ksivach Sima Tova. Tonight you give a special bracha. Tonight is called the Leil Hachtara, the night of coronation. So like it's a pitch. It's a first encounter. I know. I've heard thousands of different corona coronation. I've heard them also. You haven't heard them? Where have you been? Under which rock? It's like the internet's broken, right? Corona coronation.
The same letters.
Okay, guys. The gematria of COVID-19. Shoot me now. give me a source. Okay, guys. Come, but seriously. Shana Tova techasei besechaseim la'alta l'chaim tovim olin shalom. Siva, oh no. Another choice is Siva Chasima Tova. After Yom Tov, you say Gemar Chasima Tova. That's when it is. It's a day of Ksiva, of Chasima, of Brachos, of Lashana Tova, of Malchus Hashem. I'll give you a hint. You can't come to my house tonight, but I'm very makbid on Rosh Hashanah. They're all my brachos. I stress the word melech. So I can't wait to make kiddush tonight. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam borei. Melech olam. I'm not going to say melech today like I say on regular Yud Cheshvat. Hashem's here. It's melechus Hashem. So think a little carefully. You say melech. Obviously, the insertions. I'm melech hakadosh. Zecheinu lechaim. Melech mishpatim. Ready. I'm not on Yom Tov. I'm on Yom Tov. That's what I'm trying to give you. And I wish I could give it to you more in Yom Tov. We'll try our best. Please don't disappear. Don't let 48 hours. Just make a little mental note. If you haven't said hello to me, come over and say something. Just say some nice varnish, like it's not even that much time. Because the davening is to be really quick, and then we're not trying to create motoring around. So tonight, just please come and say, you know, get the bracha, and obviously tomorrow night, just the quick after davening is probably the best idea. Just say quick. Don't make sure that you don't pass four davenings without some contact with me, and I would say me, obviously, other rabbanim as well. Ksiva chsina tov, everyone. A lot to daven for this year. Yourselves, your people, your family, our yeshiva. We should continue to have nisim. It's not easy to do what we're doing. It's really not easy. It's Ellie and I said, like, we come every night, like, do I have corona or I've just been screaming all day? Oh, I've been screaming all day. It's hard. It's really, really hard. We're trying our best to keep it going. We're trying our best for you. We're trying our best to make you happy. We're trying our best not just to make you happy, but to make you unhappy. And that's not so easy to do. No, because this year can end with you happy. That would be a tragedy. I want you guys to grow. I want you guys to be inspired. So it's really hard to do both under current circumstances. Okay, like, you know, because there's just so much effort to make. Yeah, normally the happiness is built, it's baked in, and we do the inspiration. Now we spend 90% of resources and make sure you're healthy and happy, because that's what we have to do. So it's really, really hard, but I want so much for you this year. I want you to grow so much, so don't be so happy all the time.
Amen.
I don't think I was going to make it through Rosh Hashanah. If Ari doesn't show up, someone go check on him. Okay. I doesn't like my Torah, but he likes my jokes. Okay. That's good. Okay. What did you say? Me too?
No,
me too. Okay. See you top, everyone. Most of all, don't forget to laugh. Laughing's good. I try to teach you to laugh also. Successful people in life don't take themselves so seriously. It's a recipe for life. So you take yourself seriously, check out. Check in, laugh. Laugh at other people. Laugh at yourself. That's a sign that you're an anav. It's a sign that you're an amnav. I save this one for you. This is for Boaz, okay? Who not named Ephraim is named to Boaz? Who is near Boaz? Boaz is not here. Who rooms near Boaz? Okay. Make sure I get it. Okay. See you next time, everyone. See you next time.